built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Say you don't know me. I'll recognize my face. Say you don't care. Deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. You're tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rude, and I have in studio with me today the Community Development Director for the City of Hastings, John Hinsman. Mr. Hinsman, welcome back to the studio.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. Always great to be here.
It's always good to have you around. We have a lot of information regarding updates on construction and development in Hastings, so let's get right into it. People on the the west side of town may have noticed a lot of earth moving operations going on, and even over by the golf course. And give us an update on some of the construction and development going on in town.
Absolutely. We've had a really good year over the last year or two on development interest within the city. Had a period of time that we didn't see a lot of new development coming forward, and then now it's coming on as a big deluge, which is great to see. So as far as some of the developments on the west side of town, on General Sieben Drive, just south of Sees Church, we've got 116 homes going in there. That Creative Homes is building the first phases of development, and there's half of those are single family, half of those are what's termed a villa home style, which is kind of like a detached townhome. It has an association, a carefree type of environment, but would be detached housing units. So we've approved the first two phases of that, which are about 40 homes. The third phase is in for application. That would add another 30 or 40. And then they plan to have the next phase in, the last phase in spring of 22. So you'll continue to see the street construction, home construction throughout this year and then into next year. So really hopefully fill out within 22 and 23 as a new development there. You know, when we take a look at that area west of General Sieben Drive, we've planned for more growth depending upon the desires of the development community and the owners of the property. So who knows, we might even see more development out that way.
And the development is continuing at a good pace, and I believe that a lot of this has been documented, I would say, or planned for in our comprehensive plan. How is that comprehensive plan adjusting to current conditions, say with like the pandemic we're dealing with, or just population trends?
Sure. With the comprehensive plan, we look out about 20 years or so as to how we think and want the city to grow. And so we've taken a look at areas towards the west and out towards Jacob Avenue as being areas that if a development came forward, an owner wanted to sell, a developer saw a need, that we would look favorably upon that. And so that's what happened with this development at Heritage Ridge, and there's more properties within that area. We also deal with things that we term infill development, in which there's properties within the town itself that have not been developed and are being developed. So when we look at North Ridge and Pleasant, where the Villas at Pleasant housing development is under construction, that's going to bring 32 villa homes. These are kind of an interesting product because they're marketed towards empty nesters and seniors in specific. So that one, the infrastructure is just about completed. I think we've issued the first permit for model homes, so that should be under construction here shortly, and I've heard there's been very good demand there. So we'll be seeing home construction there this year and into the spring on that development.
What would be termed like an ideal residential density for Hastings? Is that an odd question?
You know, it depends on the type of house. You know, from a single family, detached home. The amount of property has decreased over the years. I mean, when you take a look 20 plus years ago at the Wallen development east of General Sieben Drive, you'll see lot sizes that are much greater than what we're seeing on a newer development. A lot of that's dealt with the construction and the cost of housing. Housing has gone up, as everyone knows. People have a desire to have certain amenities within their homes. And from a market standpoint, people have been more willing to have less of a lot and maintain more of a home. And so we see these smaller lot sizes, and we'll see a little bit more density. So the sizes we're seeing are not terribly different than what we saw in the older portions of town right around World War II. But that's the type of lot size that the market has been responding to now.
It's always kind of interesting to me, John, that even where I live up in Cottage Grove, we're seeing a lot of residential development. It's interesting to me that there is enough of a demand for all of these houses. As a general question, how rapidly is the area growing population-wise, or are they just moving from one place to another?
Yeah, from a population standpoint, you know, we've had some steady growth that's been occurring over the last decade or so. From the demand and where they're coming from, in Hastings, you know, we have our own community here and draw for people to come back. But we're also seeing people that are looking at this as, you know, a community of choice that they could move to. You know, there's a lot of options that people could choose that don't quite have the character that we have here in Hastings. You know, being more of an independent, smaller town that happens to be within the Twin Cities. And so there's a certain population that's seeking that out. The other thing with, when you take a look at what long-term effects there may be from the way people work and live with COVID, a lot of people are on work from home and reduced schedule at driving into an office location. So the location of their primary home is in the distance from work has become less of a concern for folks. And so what might have been a disadvantage for us in the past of being, well, we may be a little further away than others, becomes an advantage because we have certain amenities here that people are looking for.
And then does it become difficult to keep a balance between maybe a growing and modernizing community but wanting to maintain that small town kind of Main Street feel? Does that become a difficult challenge then?
You know, it can be. The one thing that we have an advantage of here is that when you take a look at the limits of our city, that's really the limits of development. Most development that comes in from land that is brought in from surrounding townships through what's termed annexation. And so prior to an annexation, we have a lot of discretion as to whether we feel it is the right time for us to grow, as opposed to, you know, cities like Cottage Grove or Rosemount that have fixed boundaries with a lot of vacant land in which there's more obligation to allow development to occur. We have an additional tool that we could look at and go, this is good. We want growth, or no, this is too much. I mean, 15 years ago when we were going through a housing boom and we had a lot of potential annexations and new development coming in, there was a conscious decision to say, hey, maybe this is too much, because we don't want to dilute the reason why people move here, and that is kind of the small town charm. And the fact that we are a city that has grown, you know, little by little over 150 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And there are still a number of projects that are, I guess you would say, on the back burner at this point or still in development. I think of the senior housing project at Schoolhouse Square. And there are some other ones, one down on 46 or 47. I can't exactly remember at the moment. Bring us up to date a little bit on those.
Yeah, those are both have their approvals by the council. The one at Schoolhouse Square is 90 units of independent senior living, which means they're regular apartments for senior people. They're going to be closing on that property in September, starting construction shortly after. You'll see changes on there coming up yet this year. With the County Road 47 project right by Riverwood, that's 75 units. Part of that is assisted living, part of that's memory care, so more of a care facility that would be going on there. That one has their approvals. They're starting some manufacturing of that. It's an interesting project. It's being done modularly. So parts of the building are being built as modules in a different location, and they're going to be brought on site and assembled. So a different type of construction that's happening. Still looks great, but they're under construction on that.
Does that make it for maybe an easier expansion in the future if they wanted to, as far as doing it in a modular fashion like that?
Possibly. I think the reason they're looking at it is from a cost standpoint, that when you have these construction taking place at a controlled facility, it could be more cost effective to do that.
Sure. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I think that's the reason they're doing it.
Okay. And is there any updates on anything going on in the business park? I don't remember if there. You've got certain irons in the fire there. Talk a lot about shovel-ready properties. What's going on up at the business park or the industrial park?
Yeah, we've had a few projects that have gone forward this year. Under construction, we have a new company, Custom Sawdust, that's under construction on 31st Street. We had another expansion of mini storage over on Spiral Boulevard for Simply Secure Storage. And we've just approved a large expansion, 50,000 square feet, for Quality One on their property on Millard and 31st. On that project, it's taking their existing facility and expanding it by about a third. There'll be a lot of new employment and opportunities there for folks as well. So that's going to be a great project.
Excellent. Quality One Woodwork, yeah, they've been there a while. I know that their expansion, or I'm aware that their expansion has been something they've been planning for a long time, and it seems like that was the right time to get that underway.
Absolutely. I know there's been a lot of demand for this, and it's a tough market right now in finding materials and contracting, so we're happy to see that move forward.
All right. Now, moving forward, I know that the Millen Overlay Project for this year is done, and this is more public works. I understand that. And the 15th Street Project is moving well. And there are some other things that we're looking at for just aesthetics. I know that they're going to be holding a welcome to it ceremony for the Maker's Alley, the mural on Hastings Family Service. And are there any other things like that community development is looking at for the aesthetics of town?
Yeah. With the downtown Maker's Alley, as you mentioned earlier, coinciding with the concert in the pavilion and then the mural project downtown, the kind of our goal and involvement in that is we want to be able to find more commercial use for the backsides of these buildings facing the alley. During the Riverfront Renaissance, we did improvements down there. We want to be able to show people that there's some commercial viability in this alleyway, you know, and that might lead to other things down the road where this becomes more permanent, or maybe situations in which the backsides of these buildings can be turned from more storage areas into other retail sites because of their fronting towards the river and the parking lot.
And it would just, improve the way that area of town looks. It's got a lot of charm already, but there's always kind of room for improvement. And we've got just a few minutes left at this point, John. There is always a need for community input into the projects and the planning and everything going on. I understand that some of the commissions that report to the city council have openings. Talk about that a little bit, if you know of any.
Sure. I know from time to time we have openings on our commissions. The one that I know we have a few openings at the moment is our Heritage Preservation Commission. This is a very important commission that looks at our national and local historically designated sites and reviews the different applications for improvements to those. So there's three positions there. You can contact City Hall if you're interested in it. The commission meets once a month, usually, you know, an hour or two commitment a month.
You were talking about scouts before we got started here, and I always remembered when my son was in the scouting troop up in Cottage Grove, they said, yeah, get involved with scouting. It's one hour a week.
Yeah.
So, So even with the commissions, yeah, it's 1 hour a month. You're good. You can do that.
Exactly.
Some of the requirements for being on a commission, one, I think you definitely need to be a resident of Hastings to serve on those commissions.
That is correct.
And otherwise, I believe that the application process is pretty open. There are term limits and things like that, and you can find all the information for any of those on the city website at hastingsmn.gov. As we get ready to wrap up here, John, as we look forward into, say, the next 3 or 4 years, what are some of the things coming down the road that you'd like to have the people aware of or that they should start thinking about to be involved in?
Yeah, from a development standpoint, we're going to see more development annexation requests from the city. And we've there's one right now that will be coming very shortly, Highway 316, Michael Avenue, just south of the South Pines development. That's something we'll probably be seeing here yet this year. I've had other conversations with other folks looking to have more residential developments, other people on apartment developments as well. So, and then Industrial Park too. We've talked to a few businesses about various expansions there. So local economy now looks really good.
Okay. And once again, if people have questions or concerns, how can they get in touch with you?
Yep, they can give me a call at City Hall, 651-480-2378.
All right, and his contact information is also available on the city website at hastingsmn.gov. We've got just about a minute left. Is there anything else that you'd like to report out to our listening community that they would be interested in?
Yeah, okay. Just when you're looking around town right now with Confluence, that continues to move along. We'll be seeing more construction activity there coming out through the fall and into the spring. They're looking to open up next year with the hotel and the restaurant facility, so that's going to be a great impact. It's something that's been a long time coming for people.
That's good. I remember delivering to that when it was still the Hudson Sprayer building back in the 90s. I believe there was a portion of the building that's no longer there now that I would have to back under the old Big Blue Bridge to get to it.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was always kind of an interesting place to try to get a tractor trailer into.
I can imagine. A bit tight down there.
Well, now I'm driving a desk at a radio station. I'm loving it. And I am glad to have Community Development Director for Hastings, John Hinsman, sitting with me here today. Thank you for coming in, John. I appreciate it. You are listening to Community In-Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Say you don't know me. I'll recognize my face. Say you don't. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight.